in the lunchtime edition. The Chamber of Commerce and the Minister of People Empowerment propose a further national discussion on ways to reduce the cost of living, as the minister admits to significant public concern over rising prices. Interveners object to the granting of an interim electricity rate hike, as the Light and Power boss warns there could be service implications if the rate hike is not granted. The Barbados Private Sector Association praises the removal of the general mask mandate, but believes it should also be ended in schools. Like Barbados, the Bahamas also largely removes its mask mandate. Powerful Hurricane Fiona batters Bermuda. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The Lunchtime Edition is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
Can we talk about life? Your young children, your babies, your heartbeats. They're counting on you to keep them safe and prepare them for the years ahead. ICBL can help you to create a path for their future success. It's the best gift you can give them. Talk to us about our life products that include whole life and universal life products with opportunities to generate funds for future education and fulfill other dreams. Go on and give your kids the head start that they need for the road ahead. Visit ICBL.com today and talk to us about life. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
You're always on the go, we know. Life can be a daily rush. CIBC, First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan. It's easy when you bank online. We make life easier with choices that suit you. CIBC, First Caribbean.
Well, both the Chamber of Commerce and the Minister of People Empowerment, Kirk Humphrey, are proposing a national discussion on ways to reduce the cost of living. This comes as Mr. Humphrey walks back comments that appeared to suggest some businesses were not honoring their pact with government to try to keep down food prices. Mr. Humphrey had said he had seen prices at some businesses that did not reflect the commitment made to the government. And yesterday, the president of the Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Branker, contacted Starcom Network News to denounce those comments as scandalous and irresponsible. But there was greater consensus and a more conciliatory tone when both men spoke on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program today. Mr. Humphrey issued the clarification that his comments related to a specific case he had seen and said the private sector had indeed complied with the agreement.
The comments that I made was at a time when we were receiving some items from an emerging business directly to be able to facilitate poor people living in this country. And so I made my comments in relation to that. But to suggest that I have said it dishonored the arrangement would not be true. I've already spoken to Adrian Branker in relation to the comments. I feel no need to apologize because I did not say anything about anything being dishonored. But I do think that we need the private sector, the government, and everybody to work closer together to deal with the reality that prices in Barbados on goods and on services remain high.
Mr. Humphrey admits to hearing significant concern among the public about the cost of living. Like the business sector, he suggested that rising international prices are largely to blame and saw a need for more discussions on what else can be done locally to respond.
My population, my constituency, they're telling me that in relation to some of these things, they would like some more adjustment. And so my conversation is, how can we best deliver to those who are most in need? I have no interest in getting into a fight with the private sector. And I think if I'm being genuine, in many regards, the private sector has tried. The reality is that we have to accept that prices all over the world have increased. I mean, the supply chain has been disrupted. The base cost of items has also gone up. So there are those things. But in the face of those things, I like to ask myself, am I doing all that I can do?
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey. Meantime, Mr. Branker reiterated his previous insistence that the private sector is in compliance. But he pointed out that while virtually all of the larger or well-known businesses have signed on to the pact, not all entities in the country have agreed to the deal, such as some of the smaller mini-marts. And he also agreed with the need for continued discussions on the cost of living.
The last person holding the baton are the supermarkets, but they are not the only contributor to the cost of the item that we're buying. And therefore, as the minister said, we should sit down and have a holistic approach as to how we can ease the burden even more.
The president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Branker, in the Lunchtime Edition.
It's brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
How good is your motor cover? Well, the proof of the coverage is in the coverage. No one wants to have a car accident, but accidents do happen when we least expect them. With ICBL Motor Insurance, you have the comfort of knowing that our OmniPlus roadside team will come to your aid, your straightforward claims are settled quickly, and claims payments are guaranteed. Save 12.5% when you purchase new motor insurance online. You can also renew your policy and choose varying payment options using your Visa debit or credit card. It is that easy. Remember, the proof of the coverage is in the coverage. Learn more at icbl.com. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
The Barbados Private Sector Association supports government's removal of the general mask mandate and the decision to end the COVID-19 travel protocols. Chairman of the BPSA, Tricia Tannis, tells Starcom Network News the relaxation of the mask mandate was long overdue.
Well, it's something that we support, particularly as we have relaxed almost every other protocol. Certainly over the last 2 months, we have seen, certainly with the advent of our Popova season, you know, a mindset that would suggest that we are all taking our safety as it relates to COVID into our own personal hands. So this, I think, is a natural and long overdue extension.
However, she's concerned about mask wearing still being required in schools.
We really do need to look at what we're doing in the schools with children and whether or not we can't look at relaxing the mask mandate. I was quite surprised that we are requiring children to sit at their desk in mask all day, albeit they're allowed some degree of mask break. I believe that some of the authorities need to look at as to whether or not they can't be a more flexible policy, particularly in the midst of a heat wave. I think that's something that we have to keep front and center as to whether or not we're doing the best by our children.
Chairman of the Barbados Private Sector Association, Tricia Tannis, over in the Bahamas. The government there says from October 1st, people will no longer be required to wear a mask except for those accessing healthcare facilities, visiting senior care homes, or in an indoor classroom setting. Back here in Barbados, intervener and attorney at law, Tricia Watson, maintains that the Fair Trading Commission did not have the power to grant the interim rate increase. She was speaking as the FTC rate hearing continued.
The URA is silent on the power of the Commission to grant interim rate relief. But at the suggestion of the company, the FTC proceeded to legislate and purported to give itself authority to grant interim rate relief. The decision maker, the Commission, needs to come to a decision in a procedurally fair way. Otherwise, the decision may still be considered unlawful.
Intervener, attorney at law, Tricia Watson. Meanwhile, in his testimony, the Lighting Power's managing director, Roger Blackman, warned there might be implications for service if the rate hike is not granted.
You know, taken to extreme, like I say, you prioritize things, but taken to extreme, you could have implications for quality of service as well over the longer term. But that for us, you know, we want to avoid reliability issues at all costs as a business. And so every effort is made internally to make sure that when we take those decisions that we prioritize carefully to avoid that at all costs.
Barbados Light and Power's Managing Director Roger Blackman. And powerful Hurricane Fiona has battered Bermuda for hours earlier today, knocking out power to thousands of homes and sending at least two people to the hospital. However, the government's early assessment is that the island had come through the powerful storm in good shape. Our top stories. the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and the Minister of People Empowerment, Kirk Humphrey, proposed a further national discussion on ways to reduce the cost of living, as the minister admits to significant public concern over rising prices. Interveners object to the granting of an interim electricity rate hike, as the Light and Power boss, the managing director Roger Blackman, warns there could